Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. And we're talking about what a prophetic year this is, 2007. Why? For many reasons, but for one, it's 40 years since Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jews. In the month of June 6th and 7th, 1967, Jerusalem was, according to our Gregorian calendar, Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jews. How did Israel handle that? This is 40 years. How did they handle having the ancient city of Jerusalem? And so we're looking to see, why is Jerusalem so important? Why are all the nations of this earth arguing about it, fussing about it? Even the United States of America has been pushing a thing called the roadmap, which calls for a Palestinian state, and this is none other than the word dividing in fancy terms, sharing of the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not to be shared. It is to be whole. It is to be complete. The second part of its name is Shalem, which is comes from the root word Shalem, Shalem whole. It is to be undivided. When we are told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the Psalms, we are told to pray for the Shalom of Jerusalem. Shalom comes from the root word Shalem, which means whole. This city is never to be divided. It is not to be divided on earth, and it is to be united with the heavenly Jerusalem above. We're going to really study in the next few days and next week about the heavenly Jerusalem, how it goes together with earthly Jerusalem. And so no plan of man that has to do with the dividing of Jerusalem is in line with the word of God. These are very crucial times. We've been talking about the city of Jerusalem and how important it is to God. We said that it was marked out by Moses, that God said through Moses, there's one place that you're to offer, and that was in the Old Testament covenant, one place that you're to offer Israel sacrifice unto me, that is in Hamakom, that is in the place. It was revealed to Moses that there was only one place, but nobody knew where it was, even though Abraham had gone there and taken Isaac. And even though Jacob had been there and had the dream, by the time of David, they did not know where this place should be, Hamakom. But it was revealed to David, Hamakom. David bought it, the purchase of it. Just think of it. There are three, and I think I can see four spots in Israel that they purchased. It is theirs by right of purchase. One is Hebron and the caves of Machpelah, where There is buried Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their wives. Abraham bought those. And then there is this place right here, which was purchased and bought. This threshing floor where the temple stood, where this rock, Hamakom, was purchased by David. And the purchase is recorded in the Bible. And that's in 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Then David said to Ornan, grant me Hamakom, the place. Remember, that's the name of Jerusalem. That's the name of God even. Of this threshing floor. Why? That I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it to me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed. Verse 25. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord, and the Lord answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Verse 28, at that time when David saw that the Lord answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. Chapter 22, verse 1, then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. David had found Hamakom, the place where God says he will rest his name, that rock in Jerusalem. David knew to build there the house of the Lord. I love this verse. And David said, Solomon, my son, this is chapter 22, verse 5 of 1 Chronicles. Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. He began to save his money. He began to save gold. Because the Lord told unto him that you will not be able to build an house. Let's go to chapter 28 of 1 Chronicles. David assembled all the princes of Israel, and he told them that he was going to build this house, this place for the ark. And he said, verse 3, but God said unto me, you shall not build an house for my name, an house for my name, his name's going to be there, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. And so David saves up all the gold and silver to build the house. But he says in verse 6, Solomon, my son, he shall build my house. Solomon, God said to David, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house. Take heed now, verse 10, for the Lord hath chosen thee, David said to his son, to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. The temple of God is to be built in the place where his name is to rest, Hamakom, where they are to bring up their sacrifices. Then David, this is so interesting. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11. Then David gave to Solomon the son the pattern of the porch, of the house, of the treasuries thereof, the upper chambers, the inner parlor, and Hamakom, the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit had moved upon King David and had given him the pattern for the place, the temple, over Hamakom, the place where God's name rested. And David gave that pattern to his son, Solomon, or Shlomo, as you say in Hebrew. Solomon then proceeded, chapter 3, then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord. Chapter 5, 2 Chronicles. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. There came a day when the temple was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem, Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast that was in the seventh month. Three times a year Israel had to go up to Jerusalem. This temple was going to be dedicated at the feast in the seventh month. That's what we call the Feast of Tabernacles. That's what the Jews call Sukkot. And so at the happiest feast of the year, the feast when they are ordered of the Lord to rejoice and be happy and invite in guests, at Sukkot, all of Israel. I like to go to Israel and see Mount Moriah, even though there today is the Dome of the Rock. I like to go there because you remember how the Bible says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. On Mount Moriah, where the temple rested, where today there is a Muslim Dome of the Rock, which will come down, I can tell you, because there's going to be a millennial temple one day as described by Ezekiel from chapter 40 on. But right now there's a Dome of the Rock there. Right now big activity is happening there. Satan himself is contending and contesting for that ancient city of Jerusalem, and we're not going to be on his side. But I like to go there when I think about it, and I see that mount with Mount Moriah, where the Dome of the Rock is, and all around are mountains. Those children of Israel would come up, millions, and they would camp on those mountainsides, and they would go into the temple, they'd get their lamb dedicated, and they'd come out. And on this day, I like to imagine this day when they dedicated that temple, and they were all there for the Feast of Tabernacles. Now look at verse 7, 2 Chronicles 5, 7. And the priests brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord unto its place, Hamakom, to the oracle of the house of God, the Most Holy. Verse 11. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Normally, the priests took their turns to come and offer up sacrifice. But today, every one of them are sanctified. There are at least 4,500 priests dressed in white. There is the high priest dressed in his white, but also with a colorful apron over him, and with the ephod, with the breastplate, with all the tribe stones on it. There they are. And verse 12 says the Levites were there, and the singers, they're singing, all of them, Asaph, Haman, Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps. They stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpets and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, saying, "For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. They would have chanted that. They would have chanted it antiphonally. The priest would have said, "For the Lord is good." The lead priest, Levite, and the others would have answered, "And his mercy endureth forever." I like to say it like they said it on that hillside. Hallelujah. Ki tov. Ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah. Ki tov. Ki leolam chasdo. And they said it until they came in an absolute unity. And when they came in an absolute unity with the singers and the music, then the house was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not stand to minister. All 4,500 of them fell under the power by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. And that place in Yerushalayim is the place where the glory, the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah, was manifested. If you want this teaching in full, and I'd like you to have it, you can order from us by cassette tape, say which one you want, or CD, our series called Hamakom, The Place. Branson, Missouri, write us, Box 40, 65615, or call us, 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Hamakom, The Place. I trust you can be back with us tomorrow when we see the importance of Jerusalem to God, the apple of his eye, the place of the Shekinah glory. Shalom, shalom.